The time is 6 o'clock from Radio Ghana in Accra. Here's Mercy Sowah with the news. In the headlines, Ghanaians join Muslims throughout the world to celebrate Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. Government to distribute laptops to tertiary institutions to promote research and development. Ghana Armed Forces ready to deploy personnel for the December elections. NPP promises to revive all redundant factories throughout the country. And PNC's Hassan Ayariga outdoors Helen Matavi as running mate. First, a summary by Eugenia Jumo.
Ghanaians join Muslims throughout the world to celebrate Eid al-Adha, a festival of sacrifice, with calls on Muslim youth not to use their festivals to indulge in nefarious activities. Also, Muslim leaders and clerics have been advised not to relent in preaching peace and unity before, during and after the December polls. Government intends to distribute 100,000 laptops to tertiary institutions across the country. This is aimed at promoting research and helping to accelerate development. President John Mahama disclosed this at the National Youth Achievers Awards Night held last night in Accra. And the flag bearer of the NPP, Nanadu Dankwa Akufo-Addo, says his party will revive all redundant factories in Ghana, addressing party faithfuls in the Western region as part of his restoration of hope tour. Nana Akufo-Addo says this move will create more jobs for the youth.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
And now the news in detail. Volunteers for Mahama VFM, a support group for the electoral victory of the sitting president, has congratulated Muslims on the occasion of Eid al-Adha festival. A statement signed by the national coordinator of the group, Mawuto Agbavito, calls on Muslim leaders and clerics not to relent in their efforts to preach peace and unity and continue to coexist peacefully before, during and after the December polls. The group also urges Muslim youth to refrain from any attempt by political parties to influence them materially or financially to foment trouble during the electioneering. Muslims throughout the country are today celebrating Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. This morning, the National Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuh Sharabutu is expected to lead congregational prayers at the Black Star Square in Accra. Similar events will take place in the regions. The running mate of the NPP, Dr. Mamadou Bawumia, has on behalf of the flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo and the NPP asked Muslims to remain steadfast in times of the challenges and complexities of life as they celebrate Eid al-Adha. In a statement, Dr. Bawumia noted that the celebration of Eid al-Adha should bring serenity, an atmosphere of fellow feeling, and further help in uniting the country as the nation approaches this year's general elections. There are plans by government to distribute 100,000 laptops to tertiary institutions across the country to promote research and development. The President John Dramani Mahama, who disclosed this, noted that the move will help stimulate growth and accelerate development. He called on the private sector to partner government in its desire to provide skills to the youth. President Mahama was speaking at the National Youth Achievers Awards Night in Accra. Yaya Kwamwa has the details.
The National Youth Achievers Award is a scheme set up to honor young people who have achieved great success in various fields of endeavor. 27 categories of awards, including sports, music, agriculture, visual arts, ICT and communications, media, leadership and entrepreneurship, were won by individuals. The prizes included plaques, medals and other products. What has made the National Youth Achievers Awards unique is the inclusion of disabled persons. Participants could not hide their joy as they screamed out the president's campaign slogan, "Igo bi keke," as soon as he entered the hall. President Mahama said the youth are the country's present and not the future. He said the priority of government is to see to the development of the youth, hence the number of youth programs to unearth talents.
As a government, we have ensured that issues relating to the youth are given priority. Indeed, we began with our 2008 manifesto to expand and increase the modules under what was formerly the National Youth Employment Program. Today, we are succeeding in transforming the NYEP into an agency known as the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, with a broader mandate to ensure our youth are positioned to face the future. I'm happy to say that expanding the modules under the SYL NYEP has ensured the creation of as many as 200,000 jobs for our youth.
President Mahama said government is mindful of the needs of the disabled, hence special attention will be paid to their concerns. According to him, sustaining economic growth between 8-10%, coupled with prudent management to provide a right environment for the private sector, is the interest of government.
In the coming days, government will officially outdoor the Jobs and Youth Development Scheme with funding from government. We are giving the seed money for this project. The private sector and other individuals are invited to join to fund the activities of young people, especially graduates, as well as those in business, but facing funding frustrations to enable them to have easy access to financing. This, we believe, will reduce the pressure associated with job searches, skills acquisition, as well as funding challenges.
President Mahama announced that government intends distributing laptops to tertiary institutions to facilitate research.
We need to keep acceleration of the economy at between 8-10% continuously in order that we can continue to throw up sustainable jobs to employ as many of our young people that are graduating at different levels of the educational system. Government will distribute another set of 100,000 laptops to tertiary institutions across the country to promote research and development. I wish to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, that this government is ready to offer business the opportunity for growth and expansion on a non-partisan basis. Government will be a father to all businesses.
He reiterated his commitment to preside over peaceful elections in December.
Yaya Kwamwe's report. Radio Ghana caught up with one of the award winners in the music category, Becca Echampong.
I'm honored to be a recipient of this award because, as you can see, there's a lot of musicians in Ghana, and to be chosen to receive this award is a privilege. I must say I'm just very honored to have received the award.
What inspired you to undertake this career?
Well, since I've been a little girl, I always wanted to sing. I just thought that one day I might be able to pursue that dream. Now, what inspired me is very simple. It's a passion that I have. I know when you have passion, you're able to achieve and do exceedingly and above things that you wouldn't even think you can do. And so I think for me, it's just a passion that I have that has pushed me to actually pursue the career that I wanted to pursue.
In your attempt to achieve this, can you tell us some of the challenges you went through?
There's a lot of challenges. It's a very male-dominated industry, especially the music industry. When I came in 2008, very much dominated by male counterparts. And being a woman is quite difficult because you never know when. You just always feel down to have been going on stage and performing because on a bill you have to just you the only woman and so many men on the bill. But those are just challenges. They're not problems for me. It only helps me to strive to do more and to do better. And so I'm not deterred by seeing men at all.
So what will you be telling the younger ones who aspire to be like you?
They are definitely the future. Well, the president said they are the present, and so they are the present. And so whatever they want to do, they must strive hard at it, push hard, never be deterred, never give up, and you will get there. It's just a matter of pursuing your dream, because every dream can truly come true.
Youth Achievers Award winner Becca Echampong. The Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Carmel has visited the University of Health and Allied Sciences Hall campus to inspect facilities and know at first hand the situation on the ground. He was accompanied by the Deputy Volta Regional Minister Harry Ametefe and other officials from the Regional Coordinating Councils. The minister's entourage was taken round by the Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Fred Binker. Some of the facilities inspected included the administration block, the 250 capacity auditorium under construction, midwifery and biological sciences block. They also inspected hostel facilities for the students and residences for the lecturers. Professor Binker spoke to a Volta regional correspondent, Kola Ali Kukubo.
We have 155 students in school now, in four schools, 97 boys and 57 girls. And they are pursuing courses in physician assistantship, in nursing, in midwifery, in public health, in dietetics. And we will increase the number of programs when we get next year. So you can imagine starting off with so many programs, so many students. We have the infrastructure, you've seen it, there's infrastructure to take care of all these students. We have the lecturers who are teaching them. So this is not a mirage. This is come to stay. And I can assure you that it will grow from strength to strength.
Some are saying that you are just taking the success of some institutions which also needed them. What is your reaction?
We haven't taken any structures from an institution that has needed them. We've taken the structures that were uncompleted and we've tried to complete them. These structures are for the nursing school and also in the hospital. In fact, in the hospital, we're even taking only the mother's lodge. But we are here to add value to their own institutions. First of all, the hospital will become the whole teaching hospital, and it will expand way beyond what you see today, provide health care to everybody. Secondly, the institutions, the nursing school and others, are going to come under the university, and we will in future be awarding their degrees and diplomas, allowing them lifelong learning. So we see that as an investment for our own cause. So while we are here, it will seem as if we are taking something from one group. But no, we are adding value to what is there. Now turning our eyes to start the development on our permanent site. And we hope that we will start with the faculty residences. And we are sure that the Chinese are coming to build one faculty building. With that, the movement definitely towards the permanent site. And this will allow us to take in more students. We hope to increase the student population by about 50-fold by next year.
The minister spoke of government's determination to ensure that quality is not compromised.
I'm definitely overwhelmed at the present state of the university. We lectures started about 3 weeks ago. We visited some of the lecture hall, then some of the workers in the various offices. And it's clear that in place now, we are aware of bringing university education closer to more people in this country has become a reality.
What is your caring words to the people of the region?
The people of the region should have hope in the university, continue to encourage all those who are working further on the status of the project. They should give all the encouragement government to do more than it is doing, because it's a flagship project and it climaxes our emotion or the perception that Kosa region is a center of academic climaxes that perception Kosa was in the region. They are definitely hopeful that better things will come out of it.
Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel in that interview with our Volta Regional correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo. The Ghana Armed Forces will deploy 5,000 troops across the country prior to the general elections. The Chief of the Defence Staff, Lieutenant General Augustine Blay, who disclosed this during a brief meeting with President Mahama, also stated that the country's borders are well secured and there's no cause for alarm. The President was on his maiden visit to Burma Camp in Accra. He later presented operational vehicles, ambulances and some residential facilities to the Ghana Armed Forces. President Mahama urged the Ghana Armed Forces and other security services to discharge their constitutional mandate in the December election in a non-partisan manner. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
As Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, officially this is his first visit to Burma Camp. After inspecting a smartly dressed guard of honor, the President went into a brief meeting with the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Gaston Blay, and other command officers. Lieutenant General Gaston Blay assured the President that everything is on course towards a violent-free elections.
We can report that we are led on our borders. Our activities include aerial and maritime surveillance. So we reassure you, Excellency, that our borders are safe. We are at very high levels of operational readiness. With particular reference to the forthcoming elections, we are preparing very closely with the police and other security services to provide the required security before, after the election. Ghana Armed Forces is ready to play its role in support of civil authority to ensure peaceful and credible elections.
President Mahama later inspected two separate accommodation facilities for other ranks of the Ghana Air Force and another for commissioned officers of the Ghana Armed Forces. He also presented 265 patrol vehicles and 20 ambulances to the Ghana Armed Forces. These vehicles are to aid in strict monitoring and patrol operations, especially during this year's election. President Mahama stated that the country is just entering into a critical period and expected the army to collaborate with the police service.
The Ghana Armed Forces is noted for its professionalism and it is very well respected across the whole world. 4 years ago, when I was appointed the chairman of the Armed Forces Council, the report we got was the state of equipment and logistics was in a very, very bad state. And so the late Professor Mills gave us the permission to go ahead to start a re-equipping process of the armed forces. And I'm happy to note that within 4 years, we have made a lot of remarkable progress. The re-equipping process is still ongoing.
Teachers and pupils of the 5BN Basic School could not help but ambush the president just to hear him give them a word.
I saw you outside. I couldn't pass little children without talking to you. So what I want to do is to encourage you to take your studies seriously, yeah? I can see amongst you, some of you are going to be chiefs of defense staff. Some of you are going to be doctors, nurses, and indeed, maybe there's a president amongst you here.
From the Ghana Armed Forces, the president moved to the police training depot at Tessano in Accra. As former chairman of the police council, re-equipping the police service is at the very top of his heart. He presented 194 vehicles and 33 Nissan buses to the service to augment the existing stock, a feat the Inspector General of Police, Paul Tawiakwe, acknowledges is the largest vehicular support to the police service from any sitting president over the past 10 years. Since 2009, when the NDC government took office, the Ghana Air Force has received a number of aircraft and 6 ships for the Ghana Navy. The police and fire service have also had their fair share of logistics.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting. The Eagle Party has thrown its weight behind President John Mahama's candidature for the December polls. At a news conference in Accra, the General Secretary of the party, Kojombia Bismarck, said the NDC has lived up to expectation in its delivery of developmental projects, which include education and agriculture. He said such unprecedented achievements have prompted members of the Eagle Party to work together with the NDC to bring resounding victory to President John Mahama. Yvonne Atilego reports.
Mr. Imbiasis Mark said the Eagle Party, which was formed in 1992, shares the same ideals and values with the NDC. To this end, the party's support for President Mahama and the NDC is a step in the right direction. He said it is appropriate to honor late President Mills by rooting for President Mahama.
The Eagle has always had that kind of traditional role of supporting the NDC. So, in a battle of such nature, where the contest is very keen, the NDC is more than willing to assess the Eagle Party as a force to help the NDC, you know, catapult itself into one-touch election for His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. We are not in for appointments, simply put, simplicita. We are in to support His Excellency John Dramani Mahama to win and win massively, so that the Better Ghana agenda can continue. So the theme for this meeting here is Eagle Party for Mahama 2012 and Mahama 2012 for one sustainable development.
The General Secretary of the party said the MPP has nothing good to offer Ghanaians. He called on members of the Eagle Party and the NDC to form a strong alliance to maintain the party intact for the next 4 years and beyond.
Yvonne Atilego reporting. The UN system in Ghana has pledged to provide 2 extra copies of the voters register at all polling stations to facilitate the voting process in the December polls. The UN resident coordinator Ruby Sandu Tujon announced this at a UN media dialogue in Accra as part of activities marking UN Day. We bring you Justice Mingle's report.
The UN country team in Ghana decided to dedicate the 67th anniversary of the United Nations to further build and nurture the strategic partnership with eminent media institutions in Accra. Almost all members of the UN country team were present to brief the senior media persons on the activities in the country. The UN resident coordinator, Ruby Sanju-Rojon, said the activities of the UN systems in Ghana mainly center on food security and nutrition, climate change, maternal and child health, as well as human security. She outlined areas of assistance by the world body to Ghana's electoral process.
In terms of the United Nations assistance to the elections, we've been working on several different levels. One is in terms of providing support to some of the IT personnel of the different political parties in sending them to a training on biometric registration functions and the electronic management of elections so that they all understand the challenges that we will be facing together as a nation. Other issues is, for example, putting on the table the whole question of women's political participation. You know, in Ghana, women's political participation is at 8%, which is the lowest in the continent. And how is it that we can really help promote women's political participation, not just as voters, but as candidates? But this is also a long term. And another way is also in terms of making the registration available, the voter registration available at the polling stations for the political parties, so that there are several copies available at every voter registration center, so that people of the political parties will also be able to verify in terms of who are the voters who are coming. And finally, also raising some issues with the political parties in terms of on the debate, so that it's more issue-oriented. You know, how do you deal with issues of inequity? How do you deal with issues of energy, for example? So supporting that way as well.
The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Ranford Tete, called for regular engagement between the UN country team and the media.
My appeal to the media, like, yes, it's difficult sometimes to package issues that we have been dealing with for the past 10 years or so, but we need to be innovative. We must begin to be looking at the strategies so that we can provide the kind of information and empower the people to begin to be dealing with poverty issues, education issues, maternal mortality, infrastructure problems, and how to ensure accountability and transparency in governance and all those things. And therefore, it is our responsibility as media. And I believe that when we begin to change the tempo of what we put across, then we're extreme politicization in the media to cease, and then we begin to be looking at the development issues.
The meeting expressed the need for a task team to identify the needs of the media so as to see how best the UN system can assist in the area of capacity building.
Justice Mingles report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Ghanaians join Muslims throughout the world to celebrate Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. Government to distribute laptops to tertiary institutions to promote research and development. Ghana Armed Forces ready to deploy personnel for the December elections. NPP promises to revive all redundant factories throughout the country. And PNC's Hassan Ayariga outdoors Helen Matavi as running mate. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has promised to revive all redundant factories in Ghana. Top on the agenda is a glass factory at Prestia Honey Valley. Nana Addo was addressing party faithful in the Western region as part of his Restoration of Hope tour, said this will create more jobs for the youth. He wondered why a country like Ghana still imports some basic commodities which can't be produced locally. Nana Addo advised the youth to continue to have hope, because in less than 2 months, an incorruptible government is coming. He again stressed that the NPP voted into power will not collapse Galamsey operations. Instead, the party will give legal backing to it.
I promise that when all goes well for me, I will personally spearhead the reopening of the glass factory, because those who were in charge are my very good friends. We will look at ways to revive the factory, which will lead to job creation. I plead with you to ignore pessimists who are usually opposed to development in the country. If you mind them, we will never develop as a country. Will stagnate. A lot of the things can be done if there is the will and knowledge to do them to liberate us.
You heard presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. The PNC has outdoored Madam Helen Senorita Matavi as running mate to Hassan Ayariga for the December elections. At a media briefing to officially outdoor her, Mr. Ayariga said Madam Matavi, a 43-year communications expert and educationist, has the qualities needed for the high office of Vice President. Madam Helen Matavi, in her acceptance speech, said a PNC-led government will create an enabling environment for the private sector to grow while creating jobs for the team in use. Syria's military says it will adhere to the four-day ceasefire which begins today for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The truce was proposed by UN and Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, who hopes it will lead to a peace process. The news came as rebels said they have advanced into several central areas in Aleppo, Syria's largest city and a key battleground in recent months. To end the news, the main points again. Ghanaians today join Muslims throughout the world to celebrate Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. Government intends to distribute 100,000 laptops to tertiary institutions across the country to promote research and accelerate development. Flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Adudankwa Akufo-Addo, says his party will revive all redundant factories in Ghana to create more jobs for the youth. And the PNC's flag bearer Hassan Ayariga has outdoored his running mate in the person of Madame Helen Senorita Matavi. The 43-year-old, who's a communications expert and educationist, was outdoored at a media briefing in Accra. The news was presented by Mercy Soa in Accra.